the breadfruit tree. In the 18th century, planters on the English islands in the Caribbean saw in breadfruit a relatively economic source of food for their slaves. They asked King George III to send an expedition to the Pacific to collect plant specimens of this generous tree. So, in December 1787, the king sent the Bounty, captained by William Bligh, to Tahiti. Plant collection was completed in April 1789, but on the journey home, water rationing suffered by the crew in favour of the breadfruit tree plants caused a famous mutiny on the Bounty, which caused the plant to fail. In 1792, a second expedition was sent out, and more than 2,000 breadfruit plants were finally offloaded in St. Vincent and Jamaica in February 1793. Since then, the breadfruit tree has been grown across the islands of the Caribbean. It is often planted in gardens close to houses, and it is from this tree that in the past slaves on the run, known as black maroons, took their food. Its white flesh is rich in starch. Breadfruit can be eaten in many different ways, fried, roasted, boiled, or in cakes. The male flowers are a delicacy when candied.